You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that lawyer Catherine Selensky has started a free legal help hotline for Columbia and Greene County senior citizens dealing with scammers, fraud, or abuse. The hotline, 518-751-0207, was started last month by Selensky with a project called George's Justice, named after her father, George Selensky, who died in March at the age of 90. Selensky launched that service at a World Elder Abuse Awareness Day event at the Hudson Library. Selensky said most seniors rely on phone landlines with little or no access to the internet. Quote, asking them to download a form would be like me asking to fix a carburetor, end quote, she said. Anyone calling the hotline, 518-751-0207, leaves a message and someone calls back within 48 hours. Quote, Georgia's Justice has a great partner in the Attorney General's office, which is eager to prosecute cases involving unauthorized services, end quote, Selensky said. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential, the Democratic 19th Congressional District candidate Zephyr Teachout raised $1.1 million this spring, more than double what she raised in the year's first quarter. 43,000 donors contributed an average of $15.91, according to the campaign. Teachout beat Columbia County Democrat Will Yandick in a June primary and previously lost to Andrew Cuomo running for governor. In November, she goes against Republican John Faso to replace Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook in Washington, D.C. On July 13th, Cuomo said, quote, I will support the Democratic nominee for Congress in that district, end quote, not saying Teachout's name. Quote, while the governor and I obviously have had our differences, I appreciate his support, she responded. Faso criticized the Fordham Law School teacher as a, quote, Vermont native turned New York City professor turned Hudson Valley weekender turned New York 19 congressional candidate, end quote, and said she has, quote, dived headfirst into the transactional worlds of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and presumptive Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in order to enlist their financial and material support in her run for Congress, end quote. Read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo reacted to the horrific attack on Bastille Day revelers in France, issuing a statement and increasing overtime budgets for law enforcement agencies in New York. Quote, I have directed state law enforcement officials to step up security at high-profile locations around the state, including our airports, bridges, tunnels, and mass transit systems, Cuomo's statement read. Quote, the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services Office of Emergency Management Watch Center will be on heightened alert, monitoring world events. DHSES regional staff have all been notified to maintain a heightened state of awareness at mass gathering events. The New York State Police and the Joint Task Force Empire Shield have deployed additional troops in the New York metropolitan region, end quote. Albany station WNYT reports that Verizon won't give out business phone books in New York State after state regulators July 14th ended that mandate. Verizon customers can still request a single phone book, but Verizon will no longer distribute them to all. Residential phone books stopped being mass distributed in 2010, reportedly saving 13,600 tons of paper annually. Read the full story at WNYT.com. This has been the WGXC News Update.